I want to begin by acknowledging the unceded Coast Salish territories where I'm a visitor, and just say, yeah, this is a great event. And it's awesome to meet you, Jessica, and have you here. And I feel really honored to be a part of it and to have a chance to read. Just really heartened also, I think, to hear about the book and about the ideas that people are talking about today, namely sort of claiming feminism, I think, where it belongs, at the grassroots, in community, in our everyday lives, and with all the people that we love and care about. And so I'm really excited and proud to read my younger sister's piece that's in this book. And her name's Shanga, and right now Shanga lives in Toronto, and she's working with the Asian Arts Freedom School, which is a radical history and arts, community-based history and arts program. And I think she's also writing with Shameless Magazine, and she's pretty amazing. So this is a slam on feminism in academia. Why did you let me through the doors in the first place if you were just going to turn around and force me out? Why did you let me in this ivy tower filled with hippie, feel-good activist academics debating about feminist organizing in high theory discourse, while barely paid migrant workers prepare lunches for seminars, conferences, forums? An award-winning tenured professor once told me the only way I will succeed at graduate school is if I read 300 pages of theory per week per class, and if I'm not capable, my writing must be of low quality. My intellect must be incredibly juvenile. Nothing could be wrong with the way things are, because to change the rules would undermine what it means to receive a graduate school education and would leave me unprepared to compete for future jobs and positions. Let me ask you exactly which students' education are you concerned about here? Not single mothers who need extra time to look after their families, not pregnant women who need a little more maternity leave, not low-income folks who need to take second or third jobs to pay bills their funding doesn't cover, not racialized international students who don't have access to most scholarships, not the people with disabilities who don't have access to comply with the way things are, made to feel something is wrong with them instead of with the rules themselves. Not those who survive sexual violence and need extra time to grieve, rage, or deal. Not anyone with familial historical ties to places and races always under siege. Students spend free time at sit-ins and rallies where emotions and exhaustions run high, drumbeats and chants ring loud. Your ideal students are not Indigenous students who are expected to read, speak, and engage with languages, theories, and knowledge that erase, appropriate, and colonize their lands, cultures, and selves with the same ease as the colonizers. Not people of color subjected to subtle and blatant racism, making it impossible to participate. Not anyone who needs to spend their leisure time finding other ways of learning through art, community activism, collective theory, or a mashup of all three. Your ideal student is someone who doesn't have to experience community organizing because you've already assigned them 5 chapters to read about it. Your ideal student is someone who can't talk about positionality or privilege without referencing some article. Your ideal student is rich enough, white enough, straight enough, able-bodied and minded enough to be given the luxury of enjoying sitting in a corner reading 900 pages a week with their fair trade Starbucks coffee in hand and their Lululemon track pants on ass. Your ideal student is not me, so why did you let me through these doors in the first place if you were just going to turn around and shove me out? To fill some quota for affirmative action, to appear like a progressive program without putting in the effort of actually being one? Feminism in academia, own up to yourself. Do not pretend to be the godsend intellectually paving the revolution. Recognize that the ones let through these doors by some strategic mistake mistake are the ones making you look good while we burn out and burn up by your hands. What is it about your knowledge and education that prevents you from imagining all the different reasons someone may be in school or feel the need to think about gender, race, sexuality, and class? Some of us are not here to one day soullessly recite the entire canon of queer theory development with our hearts and minds closed. Some of us need to engage with feminist theory so we can ground it in our community activist work, our creative works, our personal relationships, for our families, our communities and histories, and for our own fucking deserved peace of minds. Maybe we need to know how to make sense of oppression because we're so heartbroken. And we don't want to end up being locked away in a psychiatric institution or in a hospital overdosed on pills, getting our stomach pumps, because we don't know why all this shit is driving us crazy. What I want to know is why the fuck you were let in through these doors and made to think that you could decide all the rules for us. You tell me that my intellect is lacking, that I'm not worthy of being here if I'm not capable of doing exactly what you say, exactly your way. But I choose to follow the kind of wisdom your 300 pages per week per class could never teach you. And it's got me this fucking far.